Story and a song, story and a song, words and music, they belong. Story and a song, story and a song, hope that you will sing along.
Kia ora, I'm Tanya Batt.
And I'm Peter Forster.
And we'd like to welcome you to A Story and a Song, a storytelling podcast for children from the Bat Cave. So, we're going to share a story with you now about a little girl who had a necklace. Oh, did she make it? Oh, no, she got given this necklace. Maybe some of you have some special taonga, something precious that somebody gave to you, and like the little girl in this story. So, this story is from Spain, and it does get a little bit scary, Batlam. I thought I should let you know.
Has it got wolves in it?
No, no wolves. Just an ogre.
What?
Ogres.
Ogres! Oh, ogres are never good news.
Unless their name is Shrek, of course.
Oh, yeah, he's a friendly ogre.
He's pretty good.
He's a pretty cool ogre. All right, so we'll tell you this story. And just a little warning out there that does get a little bit scary. But then, of course, it gets unscary.
Okay. Well, not too scary.
Not too scary. And this story comes from a part of Spain known as Andalusia, which is at the bottom of Spain. It's southern Spain, since you're going to be getting out your maps later on and looking for the Andaman Islands. You can have a look and see if you can find Andalusia as well. In fact, Pete, this has been an evening of A stories.
Oh.
We've got one from the Andaman Island, one from Aesop, and now one from Andalusia. That was completely accidental, really? Which is another A word, but there you go. So, once long ago in Andalusia, in a little white village high up on the hill, there lived a little girl, and she lived there with her mother. Now, this little girl and her mother, their house was a bit rickety, and when the wind blew, sometimes it found its way through the cracks in the wall, and when the rain came down, sometimes there were a few drips and puddles upon the floor. They lived a simple life. But the little girl had something that she greatly treasured, and that was her necklace. It had been given to her by her grandmother, and she loved that necklace more than anything else in the whole wide world. And she was always careful to make sure she knew where it was and to never lose it. Now, just like you, this little girl had jobs that she did to help her mum around the house. And one of those was to go down to the well every day and collect water. Probably not something that any of you have to do. Do any of you have to go to the well and collect water? No, that's a... Count yourself lucky, because there's plenty of children in the world who do. And water is heavy when you have to carry it. So the little girl would go down the hill every day because the well was at the bottom of the hill of the village, and she would fill her bucket and she would carry it back up the hill again. Now when she went down to get that water, she was always a little bit worried that as she leant over the well that her necklace might break and fall down the well. Splash! Never be seen again. So she'd always take it off and she'd put it on a little rock next to the well, and then she'd fill her bucket up with water, and then she'd put a necklace back on again and go back up the hill. And that way the necklace always was safe. But for whatever reason, on this particular day, the little girl was late going down to the well to fetch water, and everybody else had come and fetched the water. And when she got there, she was all by herself. But as ever, she took off her necklace. She put it on the rock and she took her bucket and she started to lower it down into the well to fill it up with water, when all of a sudden she got a strange feeling, and not a very nice feeling, that somebody was watching her. And and she turned around, and there standing behind her was
an ogre!
And that ogre, he had big hairy ears, and a big slobbery mouth, and a hairy face, and big bulgy eyes. And he said, "Hey, little girl, little girl, come over here." Oh, no, 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 no. That little girl didn't want to meet that ogre. She grabbed her bucket and she ran as fast as she could away from the well, away from the ogre, back up the hill, back to her house where her mother was, where she was going to be safe. And she got halfway up the hill when she remembered she'd left her necklace down on the rock. Oh no. And now she wondered what she should do. Should she go home where her mum was? Maybe by the time she went home and got her mum, maybe the necklace would be taken by someone else. Or should she go back to the well and pick it up? Put your hand up if you think she should go home. Yeah, sensible choice there. Who thinks she's going to go back to the well and get the necklace? Oh. Yeah. The little girl, she looked up at her house and then she looked back down at the well and she took a big breath and she turned around and she went back down to the well. And when she got back closer to the well, she saw the ogre was standing there waiting. And his hand was stretched out, and you know what was in his hand, don't you? The necklace.
"Hey, little girl, you forgot something. It's your necklace. Come and get it."
Boy, that little girl, she looked at her necklace and she looked at that ogre and she thought, I know what that ogre, he looks pretty big and mean, but I bet he's not very fast. I'll trick him. I will grab my necklace and I will slip between his legs and I will run away so fast he won't be able to catch me. She was a very fast runner. In fact, she was the fastest runner in her village. She was faster than any other girl or boy in the village. So it was a good plan. So she turned around and she ran towards the ogre. She grabbed the necklace. She slipped between his legs. The plan was going excellently. Except the ogre spun around and grabbed her. And he took out a big sack. And he put her into a sack and tied the sack up. Oh. Do you think that was the end of the story? No, that would be a bad, sad ending, wouldn't it?
Sure would.
Yeah.
Poor girl.
No, that's right. So there's this poor little girl caught in the sack. And you know what? Ogres get pretty hungry, a bit like grasshoppers. Except I'm pretty sure grasshoppers don't eat little girls. But this ogre, although he was mostly stupid, he was a little bit smart. And he knew that you could only eat somebody once. It's like, you know, you have a chocolate and you can only eat it once. So he had a plan. He said,
"Hey, little girl, can you sing?"
And from inside the sack, the little girl said, "Yes, I can sing."
"You're going to be my magic singing sack. I'm going to take you to the people in the village. And you're going to sing. And they're going to give me lots of money and food. And if you don't sing, I'll give you a whack."
Oh. Do you think that was fair? Not fair, but sometimes isn't fair. So the ogre takes the sack and he goes along until he comes to a house and he knocks on the door.
Bang, 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 bang. "Hey, whoever lives in here, come out here. I want you to listen to my singing sack and then you're going to give me food and money."
Well, The people were terrified of the ogre, so they came out of their house and they stood on the front porch, and the ogre held up the sack and he said, "Sing, sack, sing.
Or I give you a smack."
And from inside the sack, the little girl started to sing.
"I'm my mother's only daughter. Now she is alone, all alone. She sent me to the well to fetch water. Now I can't get home, can't get home."
It was such a beautiful song. People said, "Wow, a singing sack, that is amazing." And really, because they wanted to get rid of the ogre, they went inside and they got money and they gave food and they said goodbye. And the ogre took his sack and he went to the next house and he knocked on the door. Bang, 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 bang.
"Hey, all you people in there, come out here and listen to my singing sack. Give me some food, give me some money."
And again he turned to the sack and he'd say,
"Sing, sack, sing, or I give you a smack."
And again the little girl would have to sing. And that was the same at every house that she went to. And after a while, she was really tired. Yeah, and she was hungry because, you know, there was nothing to eat in the sack. And all she wanted to do was to go home and be with her mother. When at last, the ogre, who was going from house to house in the village, came to the house where the little girl lived. And he knocked on the door.
Bang, 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 bang. "Hey, you, come out here and listen to my magic singing sack. Give me some food and give me some money."
Well, the little girl's mother, she was as frightened as anyone else in the village. She came out onto the porch. And the ogre held up the sack and he said,
"Sing, sack, sing, or I give you a smack."
And from inside the sack, the little girl started to sing.
"I'm my mother's only daughter. Now she is alone, all alone. She sent me to the well to fetch water. Now I can't get home, can't get home."
But when the mother listened to the sack, she didn't think, "Wow, that's an amazing singing sack." She went, "Oh, I know that voice. That's my little girl, and she's been gone for a long time. And oh no, the ogre must have caught her and put her into the sack. Oh, how can I get my daughter back safely?" Because the ogre was big and mean looking. And the little girl's mother, well, she was pretty brave, but she wasn't as big as that ogre. So she had to think very quickly and she went, "Oh, Mr. Ogre, Mr. Ogre, how clever you are to teach a sack like that how to sing. Oh, and so beautifully. I am so honored that you have come to my house with your magic singing sack. It's very hot. You must be very thirsty. Would you like to come and sit in the shade for a minute on my porch and I will bring you something to drink?" So the ogre, he came and he sat down on the chair on the porch, and the mother, she ran inside and she's thinking, "What am I going to do?" Oh! And she got a glass and she glug, 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 filled it up with wine. Oh, none of you children will be drinking wine, but it's a pretty popular beverage in Spain. And she took it outside to the ogre and she gave it to the ogre, and the ogre was very thirsty and he'd never drunk wine before, so oh, he drank all the wine just like that. "Oh, you are very thirsty," said the little girl's mother. "I'll get you another glass." So she went inside and glug, 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 glug. She filled up another glass and she brought it out and and another glass. The ogre was so thirsty that he drank a lot of wine. And do you know what happens to grown-ups who drink too much wine? No. None of the grown-ups here have ever drunk too much wine. No. But I tell you, it makes you go a little bit funny. Yes. It makes your head go a little bit strange. And you can't really talk properly and you get a bit wobbly. Yeah. I think there's a name for it. You get drunk. And after a while, the ogre, he was pretty drunk from all that wine. And he was sitting there, and all the time the little girl's mother was talking to him, and she was saying, "Oh, Mr. Ogre, you were so clever teaching that sack how to sing." "Yeah, I'm very clever." "And you know what? You look very strong as well. Look at your big muscles." "Oh, yes, I'm very strong, Ogre." "And you know what? I mean, I have not seen very many ogres, but you are a very handsome-looking ogre."
"Yeah, I'm very handsome."
And after a while, that ogre, he got very, very sleepy and... he fell fast asleep on the porch. And the little girl's mother went, "Mr. Ogre? Mr. Ogre, are you all right?" Oh, no, that wine had put him fast asleep. And so the mother, she went over to the sack and she untied it, and out jumped her little girl. And the two of them, they hugged and they kissed because they were so happy to see each other. And then the mother, she took the little girl and she put her in a very good hiding place in the house where no person would ever think to look. And then she was thinking, "Oh, the ogre is going to wake up. I know, I'll have to put something back in the sack." And so she went out onto the road and she whistled. And there was an old street dog who lived all by himself up underneath the tree at the far end of the village. And he came down and she threw some bits of meat into the sack. And the dog jumped into the sack. And then she called, "Puss, puss, 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 puss." And the cat, who was everybody's cat in the village, came running, and she threw some meat into the sack, and the cat jumped in. And then she tied the sack back up, and she left it next to the ogre, and then she went inside the house and locked the door and hid herself. Well, after a little bit, the ogre, he woke up. His head really hurt and he was really thirsty now, and he picked up his sack and without even saying thank you or goodbye, he headed down the hill out of that village and to the next village. And when he got to the first door, he knocked on it. Bang, 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 bang. "Hey, are you people in there? Come out here and listen to my magic singing sack and give me some food and give me some money." So the people came out and the ogre held up the sack and he said, "Sing, sack, sing, or I give you a snack." The sack was silent.
"I said, sing, sack, sing, or I give you a whack."
Still the sack was silent. And now the people, they started whispering to one another. "Hey, that ogre, he's a bit crazy."
"Yeah, crazy ogre. He's got a singing sack. He doesn't sound very singy to me. I think he's imagining it."
And the ogre, he could hear all the people whispering, and they thought that they were making fun of him. And he whacked the sack. And the dog went, "Arr!" And the cat went, "Arr!" And all the people, they laughed. "Hey, that's the funniest singing we've ever heard." "Meow, meow, meow." And they were all laughing so much they forgot to be scared of the ogre. And the ogre, he was so embarrassed, he grabbed his sack and he ran away as fast as he could down the road. And when he was all by himself, he put the sack down. Oh, he was going to get that little girl and teach her a lesson. And he got a big stick and he opened the sack. But of course, there was no little girl in the sack. Just one very grumpy dog and one very angry cat. And they jumped out and the dog bit him on the bottom. And the cat scratched
punched him on the face. And the ogre started running as fast as he could with that cat and dog chasing after him. And he ran all the way across Spain and back again. And I'm happy to say that the little girl and her mother never saw that ogre again. And the little girl, she put her necklace back around her neck. And the two of them lived happily ever after.
Oh, wow! I was getting really worried there for a minute. I don't think I'd like to be put in a sack.
No, no. What that ogre did was wrong.
Yeah, and he took the necklace, and it didn't belong to him.
No, we shouldn't take things that don't belong to us.
Nor put people in sacks.
No, definitely not put people in sacks. Mm. Yeah. But it all ended happily ever after. Oh, thanks to the mum's quick thinking. Thank goodness for mums.
Yeah. Yay for mums!
Yay for mums!
Yeah. And you know what? Time flies when you're having stories, Bat Lamb.
Aw, is it time to go?
Yeah,
just about.
All right. Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
See you later.
Bye.
Paul Marie.
Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to be part of our podcasts, you can join the Bat Cave or support us by purchasing books and audios from our website, www.imagined-worlds.net.